This is the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm James Rapine on a Monday. Great to be with you. I sound way more excited than I should going through what we went through as Reds fans over the weekend on Twitter, at James Rapine, at Locked On Reds. Interesting article at LockedOnReds.com right now on why they had to fire Brian Price. Check that out. Look, I think what you saw over the weekend is what I expected. The Reds aren't that good, and they're not that good to begin with. And it snowballed into them being really, really bad. And good God, just wait till I read some of these stats. On Twitter, like I said, at James Rapine, at Locked On Reds, subscribe. You can subscribe in all sorts of ways. All sorts of ways. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, every podcast posted at LockedOnReds.com. And if you missed Friday's podcast, you heard from Dick Williams on firing Price, why it happened, etc. And the article I was referring to, the inevitable firing of Price, was written by Jeff Gilbert. Check that out as well at LockedOnReds.com. I got to be honest, man. It feels like we are way, 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 way farther, way past April 23rd. I feel like we've went through a ton more losing than prior years, than storylines, obviously a manager being fired, drama. It feels like it's mid-July, and they've only played 21 games. Let's sum up the weekend, a weekend that's went winless, a weekend where you saw your Reds score just 7 runs. Here's Marty Brenneman on the call for all 3 L's after the Reds, who have now lost 5 straight, 3 in a row to the Cardinals over the weekend. They were swept again. They're 0-7 against the Cardinals. They've lost 11 in a row against the Cardinals, 0-7 this season. Here's Marty Brenneman.
And this one's lined to short. Hit it right on the button, picked off by DeYoung. And the Cardinals spoil the Reds' managerial debut of Jim Riggleman by posting a 4-2 win. And Scooter back in, new bat in hand. And Hicks straightens up on the Busch Stadium mound and pitches. And a ground ball slap left side. The throw to second, one. The throw to first. Double play. That's your ball game. Unless Jim Riggleman wants to challenge the play at first base, the Cardinals are out of the dugout and celebrating. And the verdict is still out as to whether or not they want to challenge the play at first base, and apparently they don't. And the Cardinals get a double play to end the game and hang on to win this one by a final score of 4-3. High pop up and fair ground at third. Caught by Jerko, and that's it. The Reds lose again. The bullpen gives it up late, and the Cardinals roll to a 9-2 victory.
Those are the final outs. Marty Brenneman, Reds Radio Network. 3 L's, that's how they sounded, and good God. They've scored 7 runs in their last 5 games. They can't hit. Talk about Brian Price this, and Brian Price should be the guy, or he shouldn't be the guy, and they need to move on, and it's change, and it was unnecessary change that didn't matter. I'm not sure. They take on the Braves tonight, and we'll get to that in a couple minutes. How many runs do you expect them to score tonight against the Braves? Think about this. The Reds have scored 61 runs. Let me see if I can do this correctly. 61 runs all season. Think about that first. 61 runs, they've played 21 games. So that's 3 runs a game, less than that. 10 runs came last week against Milwaukee in that 10-4 win. They've had 2 7-run games. That's 24 runs out of their 61 have come in 3 contests. So do the math there. 24, 61 minus 24 is 37. 37 runs take away 3 games in 18 games. In 18 of their games, they've only scored 37 runs. You do the math there. You're talking about 2 runs, a shade over 2 runs per. The Reds can't hit. They've scored 2 runs or fewer in 11 games. They're 1-10 in those games. They've scored 3 runs or fewer in 15 of their 21 games. They're 1-14. 3 runs or fewer. They've only hit get this, they've only hit 11 home runs this year. 11 total. Outscored 43-15 in the first three innings of this season. And get this, and this is courtesy of Lance McAllister, courtesy of Dan Hoard of Fox Sports Ohio. The Reds have had the lead at the end of an inning in two of the 63 innings played against St. Louis this season. The Cardinals have had the lead at the end of 53 innings. This team can't hit. Here's interim manager Jim Riggleman on their woes at the plate.
I promise you this, hitters, whether the results show it or not, they're giving you 100%. They step in that batter's box. I mean, that's where they make their money. You know, their focus is going to be there. It's just not happening right now the way we've seen it the last couple years with pretty much the same group.
And yeah, that's why I thought, like, after the rough start, and now they're off to the worst start in franchise history. And it's not funny. I just sometimes when I can't be mad at it. Like, they suck right now. They're awful right now. They're dreadful right now. It's as bad as you could have ever imagined, and then worse than that. Look, I expected it to turn around at some point, at least a little. You know, I thought maybe the 10-4 win over Milwaukee last week was it. They haven't hit a home run. Get this. It is the 23rd of April. They haven't hit a home run since the 15th of April. Last Sunday, Adam Duvall. It's insane. Kevin Quackenbush gets destroyed yesterday, by the way. Luis Castillo doesn't pitch well. Gives up 7 hits, 3 runs, 5 innings. It's just, it's one of those things where everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. And they're not that good. Last year, we didn't think they were that good, right? They didn't have their 18th loss until May 14th, that courtesy of my guy Lance McAllister. They fell to 19-18 in game 37. It's game 21, 3-18. It's just insane to me. It's insane to think, because they've been rebuilding. No one expected them to be good last year. This is like a new low. And I wonder, is this just going to be the norm? Is this what we're talking about moving forward? I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. A lot to get to. Make sure you check out LockedOnReds.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. And just looking ahead to tonight, they have a 4-game series with the Braves. And just get a couple wins. They've won one game at home this year. One game. Tonight, you got Sal Romano on the mound. He's going up and trying to get a quality start. That's what this team needs. And the problem is you got a guy in Sal Romano going up against, I'm going to butcher this, but let's go. Mike Foltynewicz. Foltynewicz? Foltynewicz? Either way, he's 1-1 on the year, 2.53 ERA, started 4 games. Struck out 26 and 21 innings pitched. He's pitched okay for the Braves. And you're going up against a guy in Sal Romano, 0-2 on the year, 5.75 ERA, 20 innings pitched, 11 strikeouts. Has flashed at times, has rebounded at times, but overall hasn't pitched well. So you're doing that. You're going up against a starting pitcher who's pitched relatively well this year. Oh, and by the way, you can't hit the ball. They can't hit. 7 runs total all weekend. It's so frustrating to me that the Reds have been outscored. Guess how many runs the Reds have been outscored by? It's a lot. Guess. I'll give you a second. I'll give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2. The Reds have been outscored 43-15 in the first three innings, which I might have already said. But they've been outscored by 56 runs this season. Outscored by 56. They've given up 117 runs, scored 61. 61 runs, which I know I've said. That's not going to cut it. 2.9 point runs per game with this pitching staff. They have to be able to hit, and they haven't been able to hit, and that's the concern with this team. So with the Braves, I don't even give a damn about the starting pitching. Honestly, they could lose all four games. And I know this sounds bad, but this is just where I'm at now. Because it's really starting to bother me because they look awful. They look like they can't hit anything. They look like Billy Hamilton hits all the time. Hitting 220 on the year as a team. Awful run support. Aren't helping the starters at all. So here's what I want. I don't care about the results. Can you get hits and runs? I hope they lose. If they're going to lose 12-10 tonight. Don't lose 2-0. Don't lose 3-2. If you're going to lose tomorrow, don't lose by scoring one or two or three runs. Lose by scoring. Make them outscore you. Show flashes of the team from last season. Man, it's so frustrating. We're going to get Chad Dotson on this week. We're going to get Doug Gray on this week. And we are going to try to be as optimistic as possible, even though the Reds they're off to the worst start in franchise history. Hell, maybe it's the podcast. Maybe you can blame Locked On Reds. The Reds didn't get off to a worse start in franchise history when Locked On Reds wasn't around. Obviously, I'm kidding, but it's insane to me. This is our 38th episode of Locked On Reds. How many months will it be until the Reds get to win number 38? Are they going to lose 100 games? Imagine if I said that 4 weeks ago. I came on here and said, man, you guys are insane. The Reds are going to lose 100 games. You would have unsubscribed, booed me, called me insane, and I would have probably agreed with you that that was insane. And yet, now, manager's different. Pitching coach is different. Team can't hit. It was supposed to be, hopefully, one of its strengths. They might lose 100 games. It's Reds. It's Braves tonight. 640-700 WLW. We'll recap it tomorrow. We got some guests later in the week. Like I said, Doug Gray, Chad Dotson. I mean, might even have my guy Mo Egger on the show. I will be going to the Louisville Bats game. See Nick Senzel in person on Wednesday afternoon. So that'll be fun. I think it's an 11 a.m. first pitch. So that'll be cool doing that. So we can recap my experience doing that on Thursday. Maybe I'll have Mo on then. I'm going with him. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy tonight's game. I hope it's better. But I appreciate you listening. By the way, yesterday I went to record. I was so damn frustrated after the sweep. I went to record from my home office. And my program crashed, and it wouldn't let me record on it. I was like halfway through the podcast. So I had something planned to do. I was basically going to do this yesterday, and I couldn't do it because it crashed. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, hopefully by the time you hear this, the Reds, you're either driving home about to watch a Reds win, or maybe you catch it tonight, and the Reds have already won. Until tomorrow, I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.